Our reporter Chen Leo is also in the central city where she's been talking to those who can't work from home and who have come in. Leo, what are they telling you?
So I'm actually on Queen Street near the Civic Theatre where there is a major bus stop. The buses are really empty as well as the streets. Many of the people are walking on the streets are wearing a mask. I've chatted to one bus driver. He says there were only 4 or 5 people on his double-decker, but normally it's more likely to be 40. And he also arrived 15 minutes earlier than the scheduled time, so he has been waiting there. And it's possibly because there is less traffic on the road and less passengers as well. And I've also chatted to a gym manager. He said his gym has rearranged the distance between the machines and he has a limited group fitness number from 20 to 10. He said lots of the people coming in this morning are also wearing a mask while exercising.
Interesting. So the gym's still open and people still coming in?
Yes, that's what he told me. But obviously, people are very conscious about that. So they are wearing a mask and they are also scan their QR code, and there are also hand sanitizers available.
Now, earlier, Leo, you were down at the Vincent residence, the apartment building. What was going on down there? Fairly quiet. Was there any sort of sign of an increased health presence?
No, we didn't see any like officials, and we just see one police car parked close by. As I've mentioned earlier, there is a police officer who stayed overnight there just to watch that apartment building. And when I left maybe 20 minutes, half an hour ago, the police car is still there. And there isn't much happening in regards to that building itself, but there are people walking close by. Some are concerned, some are not, but some people are telling me that they are just not happy about the fact that that lady was allowed to work while being possibly infectious.
Leo, thank you very much for that. Our reporter, Chen Leo, there.